Nolte, GOP suddenly surges in far-left Politico poll. By John Nolte on November 1, 2022. Far-left Politico stopped juicing its generic tracking poll, and suddenly things aren't looking so hot for Democrats. Politico is not only a joke, as you're about to see, it's a laughably transparent joke. For more than 18 months, Politico has tracked likely voters in the generic ballot, and only now, 1 week before the election, are Democrats not in the lead. Less than a month ago, the fake news outlet had Democrats up 5-5. Throughout most of the month, Democrats were up 3-3. But now that we're 7 days away from the actual votes being counted, Politico gets in line with a sudden leap towards the GOP. Now it's tied. You see, this is what fake pollsters do all the time. To keep Democrat hopes alive and to avoid having to report on their electoral troubles, fake pollsters like Politico rig their polls to look good for Democrats. Corrupt outlets like Politico don't want to write negative pieces about their friends and ideological allies. Pieces like that cause hurt feelings and negative narratives. Better to ignore reality. But Politico can only ignore reality until reality is about to arrive in actual election results. So at the very last minute, fake pollsters like Politico get in line. Look at this. For 3 weeks, only the left-wing Politico and one other pollster have shown Democrats in the lead. Out of some 30 polls taken, 30, Politico and one other stood alone. Absurdly, not once in the history of this Politico tracking poll have Democrats not been in the lead, even during the summer. I'm sorry, but that result makes no sense without someone putting their big, fat, corrupt thumb on the scale. CBS has the GOP up. NBC has the GOP up. USA Today has the GOP up. Democracy Corps, a left-wing outlet, has the GOP up. But not the far-left Politico. Far-left Politico has it tied. The media used to care about their credibility. Oh, the media have always been biased, but their credibility used to mean something to them. Those days are over. Outlets like CNN and Politico, The Washington Post, and New York Times are willing to look ridiculous to protect the Democrat Party. Looking ridiculous is a way of proving their fealty. Those willing to go as far as Politico is in looking ridiculous are rewarded. Good job, Politico. You've certainly proved your loyalty. It cost you your dignity, but whatever.